I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale
of Morris Owen. Rob, you okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
We've had a lot of change of late. Obviously, the biggest was COVID, where the world was kind of turned upside down, and it probably wasn't anything like our country or the world had experienced since maybe the Second World War. That's what some commentators have said, the disruption and obviously the very sad death toll. Doesn't seem to have settled down, does it, the world? We're still, things are still very uncertain. Obviously, we've got the conflicts in Ukraine, in Gaza. We've got the president of the United States that does seem to change like the wind at times. Maybe that's tactical. But I think we are living in uncertain times, but maybe we've been living in uncertain times for a long while, Robin, and maybe we've got to get used to it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think part of it is the fact that we've probably always lived in uncertain times, but we know about it more now.
Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
The fact that we live in a global world where whatever happens somewhere around the world now impacts upon us, and we understand how it impacts upon us. And therefore we do look at what's going on in the Middle East or whatever the case is, and we understand that that does affect us day to day. And therefore, you know, part of it is uncertain. Part of it is we've got used to the factors, to the impact things have on us. I think also we've also got into almost a siege mentality that we're used to the fact that the world's uncertain and just accept that's the way we think every day.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I mean, obviously we've lived in these previous cyclical times, haven't we, where we've had quite a lot of boom and bust in my life, my working lifetime. We've had lots of really peak trading times. Then we've had lots of recessions. And is there a consistent pattern to that over the last 50 years? Was there a consistent pattern of sort of every 3 years boom and bust, or was that?
There pretty much was an economic cycle that you used to work to. And I think the famous one was Gordon Brown saying that he'd eradicated boom and bust. And actually what happened there was just when it went bust in 2007, 2008. That was probably the scariest economic times that I've known, probably worse than COVID even in terms of the impact on that side of things. So I think the economy does work like that. Plus, depending upon what happens in the outside world and relationships with, you know, what's happening in the States and who the president is there and what's happening with Russia, et cetera, et cetera. So I think you just get used to the fact that we don't know what the world looks like. But I think equally, whilst we have uncertainty, we know whether it's upside uncertainty or downside uncertainty. You know, if you talk to anyone and say, are we going to have tax cuts coming up? No. Is the world, right. Is the economy suddenly going to get significantly better? No. The uncertainty is more one of how bad is it going to be and how cautious do we need to be?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to reflect on it, isn't it? And as you say, things have always been uncertain, but we probably, maybe because of ignorance, we were a little bit more optimistic.
I think we were sheltered from it.
Yeah.
And things happened and we didn't join the dots up. Whereas I think people are more educated as to the knock-on impacts of everything. You know, when something happens in the Middle East, there's an immediate reaction on the news now of what's this going to do to gas prices or oil prices. And therefore people are used to the fact of actually there is a causal link between the price at the pump and perhaps many years ago that took more time to filter through.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course there was much more, profound. I'm cautious because now I'm older and I've just said that maybe there is still lots more youth movement. But of course, through the 60s and 70s, with youth movements, society changed so much, didn't it? I'm not saying society isn't still evolving, but it was so profound, wasn't it? The way that society changed in the 60s and 70s, that maybe that period of change meant that there was sort of exciting uncertainty, as opposed to now it does seem to be a little bit more of pessimistic uncertainty. Or yeah, maybe that may just be me.
No, I think you're right, because I think if you look at the generation that's growing up now, they've grown up to COVID. They've grown up through sort of war in Ukraine and what's happened in the Middle East and all of those types of things. And they're probably sat there saying, well, this is what happens. Yeah, whereas to us, it was like, you know, quite a shock to the system. And as you say, go back to the '60s and the '70s, the change was very much a direction where you felt things during the '70s and into the '80s, whether you put politics to one side, but actually UK PLC improved. Mm. Whereas at the moment, it's just, we're just sort of sat here waiting to see what's going to happen.
That's how it feels, doesn't it? Well, as they say, you can only control the controllables. That's not that we shouldn't be aware of some of these things, but yeah, it is, we don't want to stress about things we don't control, do we?
Well, at the end of the day, they will happen. All you can do is try and be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I agree with you. Worry about the things that you can control about, and the things that you can't, well, just prepare if you can.
Good note to finish on. Well, Bill, thanks very much.
Thanks.